Dreamscape presents Silent Spring by Rachel Carson, narrated by Susie Bernice. Foreword. In 1958, when Rachel Carson undertook to write the book that became Silent Spring, she was 50 years old. She had spent most of her professional life as a marine biologist and writer with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. But now she was a world-famous author, thanks to the fabulous success of The Sea Around Us, published 7 years before. Royalties from this book and its successor, The Edge of the Sea, had enabled her to devote full time to her own writing. To most authors, this would seem like an ideal situation: an established reputation, freedom to choose one's own subject, publishers more than ready to contract for anything one wrote. It might have been assumed that her next book would be in a field that offered the same opportunities, the same joy in research, as did its predecessors. Indeed, she had such projects in mind. But it was not to be. While working for the government, she and her scientific colleagues had become alarmed by the widespread use of DDT and other long-lasting poisons in so-called agricultural control programs. Immediately after the war, when these dangers had already been recognized, she had tried in vain to interest some magazine in an article on the subject. A decade later, when the spraying of pesticides and herbicides